Could we sing number 267, A Fullness Resides in Jesus Our Head. A fullness abides to answer all needs. Whatever distress awaits us below, such plentiful grace the Lord will bestow. 267.
Suited to our state of each one of us. We ask that there would be help and blessing, dependence on thyself. We thank thee for thy love, Lord Jesus, and pray in thy most worthy and precious name. Amen.
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 Shall we turn for a few moments to Revelation chapter 19? Uh,
Reading from verse 7.
Revelation 19. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness, it should be here, righteousnesses of saints. He saith unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he saith unto me, these are the true sayings of God. Well, brethren, I'm not going to speak at great length here. I hope that someone else will have an exhortation for us, but just a few thoughts, just to get the setting of this passage here that we have read. We're looking on to a scene of glory. It has not come yet. We're looking on here to the time when we will be manifested with Christ in coming glory. The church, the bride of Christ, here called the wife, and the occasion, the marriage supper of the Lamb. When will it take place? Well, probably toward the end of the seven-year period, because we know that after the rapture, after the church is taken from this earth into the presence of the Lord, which could take place at any time, there is an awful period of judgment for at least 7 years, the great tribulation, and during that time, our lives are going to be reviewed. That is commonly called the judgment seat of Christ. The judgment seat of Christ for believers does not have the thought of judicial dealings of God with us, receiving the punishment for our sins. No, that's not the thought in the judgment seat of Christ for the believer. That is the case with the unbeliever, yes. But for the believer, there's going to be a review, there's going to be rejoicing or loss, and there's going to be a reward. So, brethren, our lives are going to be reviewed at the judgment seat of Christ, not for condemnation, as I have said, but for reward. But it also says, if any man's works are burned up, he shall suffer loss, yet he shall be saved, yet so as by fire. We, none of us want to have a life that ends like that. We have an example in Lot, a saved soul and a lost life. But the judgment seat of Christ is going to bring up not our sins, not the judgment of our persons, but the judgment of our works. Like an umpire or one who may be responsible to judge the merits in a flower show or an agricultural exhibition or whatever. They don't condemn the displays, but they apportion a reward according to what has been done. And so our sins will never come up to condemn us. Thank God the work of Christ is perfect. God is satisfied with the accomplished redemption that the Lord made at Calvary, our sins there were atoned for, put away from the sight of a holy God, and will never be resurrected again to condemn us. Thank God for that marvelous grace. Our sins, so great, so many, in His blood are washed away. But our lives that we are living now will be reviewed, which is a solemn and a searching thought. You remember in the days of David, when he records the rewards of the mighty men in his army, some are not there. But he records those who had been faithful. They did not receive much commendation during his life. We don't read of them. But at the end, when the kingdom is established and he is there reigning in peace in the land of Israel as king, he remembers those who were faithful under difficult circumstances, whose names were not well known among his ranks, but who were faithful in days of trial and conflict. Well, brethren, our lives too will be reviewed. And how wonderful to know that everything that has been done for Christ will receive its commendation, its reward, and it will be manifest at the appearing of Christ, not at the rapture. That's the sovereign grace of God that will take every believer into the glory, regardless of how they have walked. But for the appearing, our lives are going to be manifest. I believe that's the thought in the wife here being arrayed with fine linen, clean and white, as the apostle says, the righteousnesses of the saints. There, it's not a question of the divine righteousness which we possess through the work of the Lord on the cross, a perfect righteousness in which we stand before a holy God that will never change for all eternity. We have a flawless title, but our works, what we have done, our conduct, our lives, will be manifest in that day. And as I said, the correct translation is the righteousnesses of saints. That is, our good works, what we have done, will be displayed there in the glory at the marriage supper of the Lamb. She has made herself ready. We are making ourselves ready now by the way we conduct ourselves in this world. And to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen. How wonderful in that day that everything will come out, even a cup of cold water given in the name of a disciple will not lose its reward. So let us be encouraged, brethren, to press on and to perform that little service which the Lord has given to us. It may seem very small and trivial in the sight of men, but God has recorded it in the annals of eternity, in that book of remembrance that we read of in Malachi chapter 3, which will be opened someday. The Lord, it will be His delight to reward everything that has been pleasing to Him. Well, the appearing of Christ will be at the end of the tribulation period, when we will come with Christ in the glory, and the world will see how we have walked. They will see the church of God arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, there with Christ in the glory. And that reward, which will go on into the millennium, and our position in the coming kingdom will be according to our walk down here. We cannot lose our salvation that is secured to us through the work of Christ. We'll never lose eternal life. That's a link that nothing can snap, but we can lose our crown and our reward. And how we need to walk carefully in self-judgment, that when the Lord reviews our lives in that coming day, and everything will come out, whether it will be public or not, I don't know. But certainly this is public here that we have read of in Revelation 19. It's like a young lady who's going to be married, and night after night, in the quietness of her room, she works on her wedding garment, stitch after stitch. Many laborious hours of work. No one sees what she is doing. But then the wedding day comes and she is arrayed in that beautiful robe that she has worked so hard on for so many evenings. And we are preparing our wedding garment now. And someday we're going to be manifest with Christ in the glory. It will be his delight to have his bride with him, and it will be his delight to reward faithfulness for him. And any little service that we may have been given by the Lord to perform for him, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. And it may not be in the public sphere. We tend to look up to a person who may be on the platform, we would say, as having, will have a special reward, the greatest reward in that day. I don't believe that will be the case. Perhaps it's a sister who had performed her service inconspicuously, but faithfully, week after week, month after month, year after year, in the little assembly that she attends, or a brother, not in the public eye, but the Lord beholds those little acts of devotedness. This is where our devotedness will come out. And so don't be discouraged, young people or sisters, that you may not be in the public sphere, but perform that service the Lord has given you devotedly, faithfully. It's recorded in the glory. The Lord has not forgotten any precious thing. And I think we will be surprised at the reward the Lord will give to us, poor, failing creatures, unprofitable servants at the very best. But the Lord delights to reward, and he would encourage us now in our pathway down here to be faithful, to manifest that divine life, to serve the Lord and our brethren, to preach the gospel. You say, I don't have a gift for doing that. But we can all do the work of an evangelist and speak to people and give a gospel tract and leave the results with the Lord. So there's many ways in which we can serve the Lord. And it's wonderful that the Lord would give us an incentive, an encouragement in the reward that we will receive. Turn over to 1 Corinthians chapter 9, and then I'm finished. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 perhaps is familiar to us.
verse 24, know ye not that to they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Well, the apostle did not doubt his salvation, but he said, I want to walk in view of that day of manifestation. I want to please the Lord, that there might be that incorruptible crown that the Lord will apportion. And he said, I must walk in self-judgment. I must keep under my body and not allow it to rule me. How much we are ruled by the appetites of our body, we know that too well. But the apostle says, I keep under my body and bring it into subjection. That was the path of discipleship. There was going to be sacrifice. There was going to be self-denial. And we see it so remarkably illustrated in the life of the Apostle Paul. But we have the same life, and we have the same future. And may we walk carefully in holiness, separation from this world and from sin, which we have, as we've been reminded, the flesh is in each one of us. May we keep under our body and bring it into subjection, that Christ may be glorified in our pathway down here. May the Lord bless his word to us.